大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters。
很高兴可以看到我们在安息日，然后聚集在会堂一起来敬拜神。
Praise and thank God that we may gather here to worship the Lord in the chapel。
神所祝福的安息生日愿我们都能够在主里面得到安息。
And so this is the Sabbath that the Lord grants us to enjoy His rest。
奉主耶稣圣名来跟大家分享以信为本的人。
In the name of Jesus, I'd like to share with everyone the topic, those who are of faith.
我们信仰是一种生活。
And so faith is our life.
那生活当中其实就是一种体验，对我们所信的真不真。
And so in our life, we can experience whether our faith is true or not.
刚才我们唱诗的108首。
So the hymn we just sang, 108.
英文圣经它说，我们能够信耶稣是这么样的甜美。
It says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
那第四节的歌词它说，我非常的喜乐，我学习来信靠耶稣。
Verse 4 says, I'm so glad to learn to trust thee, precious Savior, Savior friend.
他是我们很宝贵的救主，是我们的朋友。
And so Lord Jesus is our precious Savior, friend.
那他可以跟我们一直都同在。
And Jesus is always with us.
而且要引导我们一直到最后。
And he shall lead us to the end.
所以他这个歌词副歌一直在强调说，能够信靠耶稣真是甜美。
And so the refrain repeats that how wonderful it is to trust in Jesus.
那是在我们的生活当中不断的去验证的，就是在我们生活当中不断的去证实这件事情。
And this can be proved over and over.
那真的我们信仰我们现在想想，我们能够来信主这是一个大恩典，而且是非常甜美。
And so indeed, the fact that we can come to believe in Jesus, this is a wonderful experience.
我们如果不是在耶稣基督里面，我们就不知道有这个安息日。
So if we did not belong to Christ, we would not have known about the Sabbath.
我们可能就生活在我们自己的圈子里面。
And perhaps we will find our own social circle.
那如果不是喜欢去交朋友的人，大部分就生活在我们自己的家庭的家人的范围当中而已。
And so unless you are very socially outgoing, your circle may be just around your very close friends and relatives.
那其实有许多人他们的生活就是内心的生活是非常贫瘠的。
And so many people actually have a very poor social circle life.
就是没有什么人可以互相沟通的。
And there aren't many friends that they can talk to.
其实很多人内心是非常孤单的。
And many people are very lonely.
那现代的社会最危险的病其实就是人精神的疾病。
And so today in the society we find an illness, depression that plagues many families.
有许多悲剧甚至是这个枪击案的大屠杀都跟人的精神疾病有关系的。
And so you see many tragedies or even these mass murder, they are actually mentally ill.
如果碰到一个挫折，或者是别人拒绝了，或者是甚至人家不要跟他做朋友，很有可能就发生屠杀的事件了。
And they feel rejected by the society, by their own social circle, and they became murderers.
那现在的这个问题越来越明显，严重。
And so this issue is everywhere we see.
这跟我们有没有过富裕的生活，我们有没有收入多少没有关系。
And so this has nothing to do with one's income and social status.
有时候是心里的怨恨。
Sometimes the hatred comes from deep inside his heart.
那这样的人其实是生活在黑暗当中的。
And so these type of people they live in darkness.
那但是外表上可能看不出来。
Hourly, you may say, "Hey, that guy looks."
所以许多人都觉得说，哎，这个人都很好啊，就是很正面啊，好像也对人很良善和平啊。
And so if you interview the neighbors of the mass murderer, they'll say, oh yeah, so-and-so is a nice guy, nicest guy ever.
但是他突然出现了一些 很悲剧性的一些行为是人所料想不到的。
But then he would go on and commit some tragic murders.
这就是圣经里面所预言的，在末后的日子，人的心灵空虚，不是因为没有食物，不是因为物质缺乏。
So the Bible has already prophesied that in the end days, people hate each other not because of physical needs.
但是因为 缺少了神的话，
but it's because they lack the words of God.
就是内心里面缺少了神。
That is in their hearts there is no God.
那所以有许多人他们生活很单调，很无趣的。
So they feel life is stressful and boring.
甚至有时候不知道为什么要活着。
They lost the meaning of life.
那所以有些人他们就不断的工作。
So some people would just became workaholic.
为了要去证实自己说我存在有价值。
In order to prove that their life has some value.
那有些人就拼命去放纵情欲。
And some people indulge themselves in all kinds of pleasures.
反正有一天也会死。
Because death will come upon everyone.
所以就利用 有生之年就拼命的享受。
So might as well enjoy your life while you can.
但是最后也是觉得很虚空。
But emptiness also struck.
这就是一般世人现在的生活写照。
And that is the life that we see in the society.
有些人拼命去参加各种 party， 各种活动，其实要去填满自己内心的空洞。
So people attending parties and different events and try to make their life seem more interesting.
因为找不到满足。
Because there is no satisfaction in their heart.
但是我们现在回想，我们现在信主以后。
But after we have come to believe in Christ,
我们来到主耶稣基督里面，生活就不一样了。
Now that we're in Christ Jesus, our life has changed.
我们至少每一周有一天安息日，可以来到神的家，一起聚集。
At least once a week, we may come to the household of God and we gather together.
那我们突然之间，我们的生活圈子扩大了。
And our life and our social circle now has expanded.
扩大的跟我们在一起接触的人都是一些来信主而且是有共同追求目标的人，也是有共同的标准的。
And everyone gathered in this place has a common pursuit of God's truth and holiness.
所以我们在神的家里面就突然发现我们的亲人变多了。
And so within the household of God our family members increase.
我们有许多的在主里面有很多的弟兄姐妹。
In the church, we have numerous brothers and sisters.
那我们可以定期的每一周都有机会跟他们互相的互动谈话。
So at least once a week, we may come to have communications with them.
那我们年长的可以看到年轻的他逐渐的一年一年的长大。
And for the elderly members, can see the youngsters growing day by day.
那我们也看到我们彼此之间信仰的成长。
And we can also witness the growth of our spirituality.
我们看到教会里面的人就会觉得很喜乐。
And when we see the church members, we naturally smile.
就是这里面的人真的是属神的百姓。
Because these people are the people of God.
那这些人又是跟我有关系的了。
And these people are my close relatives.
所以我们在基督里面，我们突然之间亲人变多了。
Therefore, in Christ Jesus, we have abundant family members.
我们有时候在家庭里面自己父母亲教导儿女教不来的，来到教会被教会的其他的长辈同龄一起教导。
And so many times our children will refuse our instructions at home, but they receive sound instructions by the other elderly members and teachers.
所以有一位姐妹，她本来是不信神的，她被带到真教会来了。
And so there was a sister, before.She did not believe in God, but then she was introduced to the true Jesus Church.
她第一次来到教会的时候，她觉得很不一样啊。
And first time she came to the church, she thought this church is different.
她说这里面的人呢，那一个小小的教会，一个祈祷所，人数不多。
And it was a very small church, a prayer house, as a matter of fact.
但是每一个人都很亲啊。
Everyone, even though they're not bloodly related, but they feel they're very close to each other.
就是说，他们一感觉说自己人都很。很纯洁的。
And the people here are very pure.
内心都很善良，很实际的。
And they full of kindness.
我们有时候人跟人接触， 你那第一感觉，你就可以知道那个第一印象是什么。
And so we all know that, when we interact with each other, a first impression is very important.
有人是很表面的。
Some people are very superficial.
就是可能很有礼貌，但是内心是很封闭的。
That is, they may be very polite, at least on the outside, but inside maybe not.
但是到教会人都不一样啊。
But people in the church are different.
哦，他就感受到说，哎呀，教会哈。这个里的好像天使
，and so he felt that everyone here are like angels.
就是说，其实活出了耶稣基督的这个道理来的。
That they're able to live, the word of Christ.
就是因为这样子，他发现在这里有神。
And because of that, she came to the church and she discovered God.
因为他觉得这个地方跟社会上他所属的学校、他的工作场所跟他所接触的人不一样。
Because she felt that in this place, is the people are very different from all the organizations that she belonged to.
那她来到教会，哎，她又看到说，哎，这人都跪下来祷告。
And these people, they come to the church, they kneel down and pray.
那祷告又用灵恩祷告。
And they pray in spiritual tongues.
对她来说，真的是一个很大的差距，就是跟她之前所接触过的。
And to her, this is a very big delta.
他就深深的被耶稣基督的福音吸引住了。
And so she was deeply attracted by the gospel of Jesus.
他就很期待的每一周的安息日来到。
And so she hoped that Sabbath may come quicker.
他就很享受每一次主所赐的安息。
And she enjoys the Sabbath rest weekly.
后来他把这样的一个很宝贵的福音呢、啊。传给他自己的家人
，and she shared this wonderful gospel to her family members.
他的家人就跟随他的这个脚步来到教会
，and her family members also follow her to the church.
那就全家在主里面非常的满足
，so their entire family are in the Lord, very happily.
跟过去他们原本的生活是完全不一样的
，completely different from the life that they had before.
所以我们今天能够在基督里面，真的是一个大恩典呢。
So today we can all be.In Christ is indeed a wonderful blessing.
我们信主，昨天晚上小弟跟大家谈到说，在基督耶稣里面已经得了自由。
And so last night I shared with everyone that in Christ Jesus we receive true freedom.
那其实这个是主拣选我们的恩典。
And this is the grace of God's choosing.
好，我们今天来从加太书第三章来看，我们是以信为本的人。
And so today, let's study from Galatians chapter 3 that we are those who of faith.
我们现在请看加太书第三章。
Please first turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
我们请来读第五节。
Verse 5.
加太书三章五节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 5.
那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?
第六节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Consider Abraham; he believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
第七，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham.
第八
，verse eight，
并且圣经啊，既然预先看明啊，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith.And announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
第九节，可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
啊，你看这一段圣经哈，他就在强调这个以信为本的人哈。
And so here he emphasized that people we should be based of faith.
就是说，今天我们事实上是因为信心而有今天的这个恩典，就是一切都从信心开头的。
That is, we can enjoy and be blessed is because of our faith.
就是当神他的恩典临到人的时候。
That is when the blessings of God came to us.
就是神的声音出现了。
When the voice of God is calling us.
这个声音可能是神自己说，也有可能透过神的仆人说的。
And the voice of God could be a direct calling from God, or through the voice of the servant.
那听到神的声音，圣经这里说是叫做福音。
And those who heard the voice of God, which is the gospel.
那听到这个信息，那他愿意接受的。
And those who heard the message and willingly accept.
那这个就是本于信，就是因为信而开头。
And this is the beginning of one's faith.
就是对神所说的应许他的话，我们愿意接受。
That is willingly accept the words of God.
所以这个什么是福音？
So what is the gospel?
保罗他在罗马书里面他特别强调。
And so Paul in the gospel of in the book of Romans he emphasized.
我们如果看罗马书第一章。
If we turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Book of Romans chapter 1.
第十六节。
16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻啊，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentile.
福音是神的大能啊。
And so the gospel is the power of God.
那福音以现在的话叫来说叫做好消息的。
And so the gospel preaches the good news.
是神的大能，就是在这当中里面有神的能力哦。
And it is also the power of God.
那又要救一切相信的。
And it is to save whoever believes.
所以这个福音传出去了，如果听到愿意相信的人就得救了。
And so whoever heard of this gospel and believe will be saved.
那得救里面一定包括福气的。
And if you're saved, you'll be blessed.
那这个福气一定是在世上的，包括属灵的跟属肉的。
And so the blessings will be of this world and in the future.
也就是说，今天我们不但在今生得福，我们一定有来生主耶稣所应许的这个盼望，永生。
So not only will receive blessings in this world, we'll also receive eternal blessing, the eternal life.
那这个福音它传出去有一个次序。
And there's a sequence of how this gospel is preached.
就是先传给犹太人。
First to the Jews.
那接下去就给外邦人了。
And then to the Gentiles.
因为主耶稣他出来传福音的时候，他跟撒玛利亚妇人说。
Because when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he first told the Samaritan woman.
这个救恩是从犹太人出来的。
That the gospel came from, or salvation came from the Jews.
因为这个福音是从耶稣基督起头的。
Because the gospel started from Lord Jesus.
那这个神的大能其实就展现在耶稣基督是道成肉身在我们人间一起生活。
And so the power of God is manifested through the coming of Lord Jesus, which is Word in life.
那主耶稣他是历史上实际存在过的人物啊。
And Lord Jesus indeed existed historically.
他又是事实上众人都看到也承认的，他是被钉十字架，没有罪，但是被钉十字架。
And all the historical recordings also prove that Jesus was crucified on the cross without sin.
他是个义人，没有罪。
And even though he was without sin, he was crucified as a righteous person.
但是他愿意为了我们这个救恩他把自己献上去。
But for our salvation, he sacrificed himself.
然后他第三天复活。
And the third day he resurrected.
那他的复活是因为有神的大能在他身上。
And his resurrection proved the power of God.
所以证明他是生命的主。
Proved that he is the Lord of life.
所以耶稣基督的复活就是神大能的彰显。
Therefore, the resurrection of Jesus is the proof of the power of God.
那主耶稣他在肉身上来说就是犹太人。
And so, according to the flesh, Jesus belonged to the Jewish descendant.
这是为什么福音书里面有记载耶稣的家谱。
And that's why in the Gospels it lists the genealogies of Jesus.
但是如果从神的角度看，
But from God's perspective,
那个最后源头就是来自于神。
The origin of Jesus is God himself.
所以路加福音在讲耶稣的家谱，他从地上一直往上推，推到天上去。 最后就是他是亚当的后代，亚当是神的儿子。
And so if you look at the genealogy of Jesus, according to the Gospel of Luke, it says, finally, Adam, the son of God.
好，那所以我们就看到主耶稣基督在我们在世上的时候，他是成为人。
And so while Jesus was this world, he appears to be a human being.
但是约翰福音特别强调说，他其实是天上的神。
But Gospel John emphasized that he is actually the God of heavenly kingdom.
他是道成肉身，就是神要成为人形在我们当中。
It is word of God became flesh and to live among us.
要来拯救我们世人的。
In order to save all mankind.
就是我们今天生命人是被神所造的，我们内心会空虚不满足，这个神早就知道。
And because our life was created by God, so God knows that we feel stressful, we feel loneliness. Why is that?
因为一开始人犯罪了，离开了神。
Because people sinned against God and departed from God.
就是神造人原本是很好的。
For initially, God created us to be good.
神跟人的关系像父子一样，联系在生命联系在一起的。
Our relationship with God is just like father and son.
但是很可惜，因为罪的缘故。
But because of sin.
所以从此人在世上 这一段生命就充满了劳苦愁烦。
And so while we live in this world, we shall labor and toil and trouble.
一直想要追求物质的东西，但是就不会满足。
And even thought we thought we can be satisfied with materials, but that is not true.
那这个物质的东西还包括我们人的思想啊。
And so sometimes we use our thoughts to satisfy ourselves.
所以我们说属世的这当中，包括我们人的观念呢、啊。
And so what is considered secular is not merely physical or material things, but also our concepts.
有些人他不是很在意说要追求很多的财富哦。
There are people who don't really care much about material gain.
但是他是一直在追求这个生命怎么意义在哪里啊。
But some people are more philosophical. They pursue for the truthfulness of life.
所以有些人哦，他你看他在艺术文化各方面的这个这个心灵的满足上去下功夫啊。
So some people spend a lot of time in arts and music and in different areas to fulfill his emotional void.
但是最后也是没办法满足。
But that void is again too big a hole to fill.
因为人性这个空洞不是用任何属世人为的方式可以满足的。
Because this void cannot be filled with human might.
主耶稣基督他来到世上。
Lord Jesus came to the world.
其实就是要让我们人得到真正的满足。
It is give a true satisfaction.
因为他要把他的道，他自己本身来进入我们的心里。
For his word shall enter our heart.
让我们人可以重新找回生命的意义在哪里。
So that we can once again regain the meaning of life.
所以福音它是神的大能。
Therefore, the gospel is the power of God.
是要让我们的人的心真的得到满足，而且知道我们的生命。是怎么来的
is to bring a true satisfaction of our heart and to understand the origin of life.
最后要到哪里去
and where our life would go.
所以我们今天在耶稣基督里面其实我们是有福气的因为是神他呼召我们选召了我们
And so in Christ Jesus, we are deeply blessed because we were called by God.
否则我们人是找不到神的
Otherwise, we would not know God.
我们今天每一个在座的弟兄姐妹其实都是蒙福的人
And so everyone sitting here are greatly blessed.
那这个福音里面就是要让我们重新在神面前成为自由的就是没有罪的
And this gospel will give us freedom in Christ without sin.
就是要在神面前被称义了
That is, in front of Jesus, we shall be justified.
第十七节说
verse 17.
神的义正在福音上显明出来，这义本于信，与自于信，如经上所记的，义人必因信得生。
For in the gospel, righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last.
好，你看这里说，这里这个神的义在福音显明，就是说神的这个公义神的这个正直呢在福音里面会显明出来让我们人重新在神面前成为义人
So the righteousness of God is revealed by faith So once again we can call righteous in front of God
就是说这个我们本来是 罪人现在可以重新在神面前成为没有罪的。
We were all sinners, but now God called you righteous.
那这是本于信，是从信开始，也要最后以信结束。
And so, this process started from faith, and it shall end in faith.
所以，如果罪人会因信啊，会因信而得救的。
And so, even sinners could be justified and be saved because of his faith.
好，那我们现在信了以后，从罪人要变义人。
And so, after we believe in God, we were sinners, but now we become righteous.
那义人现在走在这条信仰的道路上，要继续的追求信心的成长。
And so now we have made justified, became righteous. We should continue to walk on the way of righteousness.
那最后要以信心结束，就是说，我们这条信仰的道路上，一定是最后充满信心结束我们在世的生命。
And we shall end this journey with faith. That is, we continue to walk on the path of righteousness all the way to the end.
因为主耶稣所应许我们这个永生，是在这个今生的肉体结束之后，在灵里面我们 要领受的。
For this eternal life is something that will come to us after our present life ends and our spiritual life begins.
所以当我们肉体结束的时候，圣经说我们就回到神的怀抱里面去，在主里安息。
So when our physical life ends, we shall return to Jesus, resting in the bosom of God.
所以肉体的生命结束，我们灵性的生命就开始。
And so once our physical life ends, our spiritual life begins.
当然，我们现在灵性的生命，当我们在受洗的时候，其实已经活着，跟在主耶稣基督里面的。
And so, once we baptize into Christ, our spiritual life, started to live in Christ Jesus.
我们现在生命在这个肉体当中。
And so, but we're still bound by our physical life.
当我们肉体生命结束的时候
，when our physical life ends,
我们灵性的生命其实我们回到主神那边去了。
And this physical life shall return to God.
继续活着
，continue to live.
所以这个就是放下世上的劳苦这个意思。
And this is what it meant by resting from the earthly burden.
所以这里特别强调说，我们的信仰本身是本于信，以至于信。
Therefore, our faith is from first to last.
那最后一定是得到这个永远的生命的。
And we surely shall receive this eternal life.
所以我们信仰的目标不是只是今生的好处。
So the goal of our faith is not merely just the physical blessings.
那信心其实是要追求的。
And so faith is a matter of pursuit.
我们现在看回来加太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
他告诉我们一个道理。
It teaches us this fact.
就是说我们今天这个福音我们是听过的，就是我们因为有人传给我们，我们现在接受，我们信了。
Because someone preached to us and we believed.
那我们要不断的在这个信仰上下功夫去追求，去了解更深才行。
And so we need to understand further what we believed.
不能够只停留在这个一开始的那个阶段呢、啊、
？And so, we don't want to just stay where we are, and see no progress.
所以信仰，它是一个过程，要越来越像一个生命哈、哦，从不成熟到慢慢变成熟。
And so, just like a life, from a newborn to gradually mature.
我们看三章第一节
，Chapter 3, verse 1。
三章第一节讲得很直接了，他说，无知的迦太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
这里说，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前是什么意思？
What does it mean before your very eye? Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified.
那这里其实这个活化在眼前、啊、就是说耶稣基督钉十字架这个道理这个信息、啊、你们已经听过了，我以前写过给你们，也讲过，你们都知道的。
And that is that Jesus' crucifixion and his sacrifice for youwere taught to you long ago.
就是以前所写的，我以前写过的，现在已经，你们已经很清楚的知道这个事实，耶稣基督被钉十字架。
And this is something that you knew and learned before clearly that Jesus Christ crucified for you.
那这个我们现在教会有这些圣经的工具，我们如果应用的话，这个活化在你眼前，其实跟罗马书十五章，我们看罗马书十五章的第四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
罗马书十五章的第四节。
Romans 15, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Verse 4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
这里从前所写的，就是跟这个活化实际上是同样的。
It says everything that was written actually is what it was meant, that the word portrayed in Galatians.
就是保罗曾经宣告过的耶稣基督的福音啊。
That is, Paul already told them about this gospel of Christ.
那从前所写的圣经，这个就是就当时代来说，就是他们所看的圣经，就是旧约圣经。
And so what they were reading at the time was mainly the Old Testament Bible.
这个圣经是为我们写的。
And so the Bible was written for us.
是神留给我们的书了。
And so it was written for us to read.
要叫我们可以有忍耐，然后有得安慰，那最后我们可以有盼望。
And to give us endurance and also give us hope.
那这里面旧约圣经其实最后都在预言预告耶稣基督的救恩。
And so the Old Testament Bible is to prophesy the coming of Jesus' salvation.
所以新约圣经里面说，旧约的总结就是在耶稣基督的身上。
And so the conclusion of or the summary of the Old Testament is Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是指向耶稣基督所要带来的救恩。
And which is pointing to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那这个就是当初加太的弟兄姐妹所领受的福音呢。
And that's the gospel that the Galatians received.
那保罗他当时候把福音传到这个地区，因为加太书哈，加太是一个地区，不是单独一个城市的。
Because the region of Galatia was not merely a city.
那保罗他去传福音的时候，在加太的这个地区建立了许多教会。
And so Paul actually established a number of churches in the region of Galatia.
所以加太书这一封信哈，是要在加太的各教会流传的。
And so the epistles to the Galatians are to be spread among the churches in that area.
那保罗他建立了教会之后，他就离开了。
And so after Paul established the church, he left the area.
他到别的地方去传福音，建立其他的教会。
And he would preach the gospel elsewhere and establish the churches elsewhere.
那其他就有人进来，就开始讲不一样的福音了。
But then after Paul departed, someone came to the church and preached a different gospel.
那他们传的信息是要搅扰弟兄姐妹，就是混乱他们对耶稣基督的信仰。
And the gospel they preach is to disturb and confuse the gospel that they received.
所以保罗说，他们所传的不是福音。
Therefore, Paul clearly told them the gospel they preach is no gospel at all.
他们把耶稣基督改了。
They have changed Christ Jesus.
他们把原始的主所要带来的这个福气跟自由把它改了。
They have changed the blessings and the freedom within Christ Jesus.
所以第一章保罗讲得很严厉，传这样的福音的人是该被咒诅的。
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 1, Paul says, whoever preach this incorrect gospel shall be cursed.
那看到弟兄姐妹被这个真理被影响，他很急啊，内心很急的。
And so when he witnessed that some brothers and sisters were affected by the heresies, he was very stressful. He was very distressed.
信仰的基础就是真理。
And because the foundation of our faith is the truth.
这些真理是主耶稣基督亲自讲的。
And this truth was taught by Lord Jesus
directly. 那是使徒他们在继续的传扬，而且加以生活上应用，让所有人都可以一起遵守。
And continuously preached by the apostles with many life applications.
那这个福音随着的就是神迹奇事跟神的圣灵。
And this gospel would have would be witnessed by the Holy Spirit and the miracles.
所以福音所到地之地，基本上都有神迹奇事随着。
So wherever the gospel is, you'll see miracles and signs.
那领受福音的人，他接受耶稣基督以后，他祷告求圣灵，已经得应许的圣灵。
And those who receive the gospel, when they pray to God, they'll receive the Holy Spirit.
所以对当时候的基督徒来说，他们其实信仰是很单纯的。
And so to the Christians at that era, their faith was very innocent.
信耶稣啊，真的是得到自由啊。
So indeed, believe in Jesus, they can receive freedom.
不需要再受到那个律法的约束了。
They do not need to be bound by the law.
像犹太人一样。
Much like the Jews.
哇，他们要解决罪的问题很麻烦。
It was hard for them to resolve the problem of sin.
那现在，所以在耶稣基督里面得到自由，得到生命。
So now in Christ Jesus, they receive a freedom and they receive life.
那当时候有人传不一样的福音。
So at the time, there was someone preaches the incorrect gospel.
那这个问题很严重，所以为什么保罗他在写加太书的时候，他讲得很严厉？
And this is a rather severe issue. That's why Paul was very stern. In warning the Galatians.
因为当这个信仰的基础松动，或者是已经垮了以后，什么都不用讲了。
Because if the foundation of truth collapse, then there is nothing to build upon.
所以我们看到保罗写加太书，他写得非常的严厉啊，一点都不客气的。
And so, in the Galatians, we can see that Paul's message was very stern.
因为我们信仰最重要就是我们要了解我们所信的是谁。
Because it is very important that we know who we believe.
那我们到底在信什么？
What is it that we are believing?
那我们信了之后会有什么结果？
And after we believe, what are the results?
我们的生活会怎么样改变？
How our life will change?
那这个，所以信仰本身是有个内涵的，不是只是一个知识说，哦，我现在信耶稣了。
And so, there is a fact, there is a sequence of events after believing in Christ, rather just a conceptual understanding.
那如果我们把这个道理活出来，我们的生命就改变，别人就看得出来啊。
And so if we live according to the words that others may see outwardly.
所以保罗他就很讶异说，诶，怎么这么快你们就离开了所信的福音呢？
And so Paul was astonished that they so quickly departed from the truth that they believe.
他现在针对说，诶，你们为什么会起疑惑？他问了几个问题，他问了连续问五个问题。
And so Paul asked them five consecutive questions.
我们现在看第三章的第二节。
Chapter 3, verse
加太书三章第二节。
Verse 2, chapter 3, verse 2.
我问你们这一件事，你们受圣灵是因为行律法呢，还是因为听信福音呢？
I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by belief what you heard?
第三节，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠着肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish that after beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
他提一个问题就是说，诶，以前他们没有接受福音以前，他们不知道什么叫做得圣灵、领受圣灵这件事。
So before they believe in the truth, they did not know what does it mean by receiving the Holy Spirit.
今天我们弟兄姐妹很多人信主真的能够愿意接受主耶稣这个救赎，跟圣灵都有关系。
And so today many people come to believe it's because of the Spirit.
啊。因为得圣灵是一个非常实在的体验。
Because receiving the Holy Spirit is a very factual experience.
这个圣灵印证耶稣是活的。
And the Holy Spirit proves that Jesus is alive.
圣灵印证主耶稣讲的话是真的。
And Jesus proves that the words of Jesus is real.
活的人他讲的话就是真的。
And a person who is alive and he speaks, then the word is real.
所以主耶稣现在，你看，复活之后升天，在天上听我们祷告。
And so Lord Jesus, after a crucifixion, he resurrected and ascended to heaven, listening to our prayer.
所以我们祷告，奉耶稣名祷告求，哎，他回应我们，哎，我们就得到这个他应许的圣灵，将其灵言来了。
And so we pray to God in heaven, and then we received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
那当我们领受圣灵的时候，很自然的一个感动就是啊，真的有神。
And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will naturally convince that God exists.
因为我们本来不会讲灵言。
Because before we couldn't speak in tongues.
圣灵进入我们的内心哈，跟你们同住，讲起灵言的时候，那时候内心的那种感动满足。是非常的强烈，而且是永远都忘不了的。
And so when we received Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues, the abidance of the Spirit of God is a very significant experience for most people.
所以圣经里面所预言的，他所应许的这些忍耐、安慰、盼望，其实在圣灵的祷告里面都可以体验。
And so all the comfort, all the joy, may receive when we receive the Holy Spirit.
所以三章的第三节特别提到说，我们是靠圣灵入门。
And so he says that we receive the Holy Spirit, and that's how we begin our faith.
好，那所以今天那个保罗哈，你看他就问这个问题说，哎，想想看哦，你过去是因为很认真的遵守律法而得圣灵呢，还是说？因为福音传来的，我相信接受，我祷告求就得到，是哪一个啊？你自己讲啊。
And so Paul asked him a simple question: Did you receive the Holy Spirit because you observed the laws, or did you receive the Holy Spirit because you believe what you have heard?
过去几千年了，他们不断的去照着律法去做，一点感觉也没有。
For thousands of years, they obeyed the laws. What did they receive?
所以你看他在律法里面哈，他为了要去解除自己的那个罪恶感，他是借着献祭。
And so, in order to remove some personal guilt, they offer sacrifice.
所以律法它做什么？它是让我们知道罪。
And so, what is the function of the law? Is to teach you that this is sin and that is not sin.
在第三章里面，它让我们看到信心的功用跟律法的功用差别了。
In chapter 3, it teaches us the effectiveness of faith versus law.
我们先来看一下律法的功用是什么。
So what is the function of the law?
就是过去 那没有信耶稣的时候，他们持守在律法当中，他们所领受的啦。
And so before they came to know Christ, they observed the law.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10。
三章十节说，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着说，凡不常照律法书上所记的一切事去行的，就被咒诅。
Verse 10, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, a curse is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.
如果以律法为本，就是说我们现在做什么事情都出于律法，其实最后是成为被咒诅的人。
That means if today whatever we do is because the law says so, then we shall be cursed.
因为律法，你只要犯一条，就是可能有罪的。
Because if you violate even the most minor of the laws, you are in violation.
那所以他说，不常照律法书上所写的一切事，就是被咒诅了。
And then we'll be cursed.
好，那第十一节说，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前可以被称义，这是明显的。
Verse 11, clearly, no one is justified before God by the law.
那好了，那既然这样的，那为什么要律法？
And if that's the case, what is the purpose of the law?
看第十九节。
Verse 19.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原来是为过犯天上的，啊，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。并且是借着天使经中保之手设立的。
Verse 19, what then was the purpose of the law? It was added because the transgressions until the seed of whom the promise referred had come, the law was put into effect through angels by a mediator.
律法为过犯天上，表示说律法是叫我们知道罪，什么叫做错。
And so it was added because transgression means because people have transgressions, so law needs to tell you what these transgressions are.
真的，今天如果没有立法规范，我们不知道什么叫错误啊。
And so without a written law, we may not know what the transgressions are.
很多很多这个罪，我们如果没有仔细想，都不觉得有什么问题的。
And so some of the sins, and if you don't think about it, we might thought, hey, that might be okay.
就好像有些人他去得不法的钱啊，去用不法的手段去得到很多钱。
For example, some people may use unlawful things to gain money.
我们说这个钱叫做黑钱。
And so that could be illegally gain money.
那这个黑钱可以经过一个管道把它洗白了，变成白钱了。
And so these illegally gain money could become legal money through money laundering.
那如果没有立法去规范，我们就觉得说啊，这样没有问题啊。
And so without a law saying, "Hey, this is illegal," we might thought, nothing wrong with it."
但是他如果定下了一个规矩说你不可以这样做的时候，你就说啊，这个事情是错误的。
And but if the law said money laundering is illegal, we say, "Oh, no, you can't do that."
所以律法就是让我们可以知道错误，这个是不可以，这个是不被允许。
And so law is written so we know what is lawful and what is not lawful.
今天有很多我们人内心的想法，如果不是神的话哈，来让我们明白，我们觉得说无所谓啊。
And so today, many things we encounter, if it wasn't for the teachings of the Bible, we probably thought nothing of it.
就好像今天，如果我们人很骄傲
，For example, if today, people are full of pride,
你就骄傲有什么问题
？You say, "Ah, what's wrong with
being proud?" 我有本事，所以我可以这样子啊。
I'm good at it, so I'm going to show off.
但是我们如果看圣经，就知道说，哎，这个是让一个罪。
And but if we read the Bible, we see that pride is actually a sin.
最后一定会有一个行动。
And because out of a person's pride, he will put some actions.
我们现在再看第二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
律法，你看这里说，圣经把众人都圈在罪里面，使所应许的福哈，因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
Verse 22, but the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, and so that what was promised being given through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
律法其实把人圈在罪里面。
It says that the scripture confines us as prisoner of sins.
就是他讲的就是这个圣经是讲旧约圣经啊。
And so this scripture referring to the Old Testament Bible.
那更精确的说，就是这个摩西的律法。
Or more descriptively, the Mosaic Law.
把它好像画一个范围，把众人都圈在罪里面了。
It basically built a fence and then put everybody in it.
所以律法才在我们知道罪嘛。
And so law tell us what is sin.
但是这样的一个做法，你不可以忽略它。
And so this.Act of telling what is sin, it has its importance.
我们看第二十四节
verse 24.
这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们可以因信称义。
And so the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
所以，律法是训蒙的师父，就是是一个教师，要把我们引到耶稣基督面前的，为耶稣基督做预备的。
And so the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ.
那所以这个律法它有一个功用，但是它也有一个实现性，就是有一个时效。
And so the law has its purpose and also has its timing.
那等到耶稣基督来了以后就不一样了。
And when Jesus came, things would change.
我们现在就可以在耶稣基督的这个福音当中得到生命了。
So now we receive life in Christ Jesus.
那信，我们现在来看，如果我们今天能够相信主所说的话，会有什么结果
？So if today, if we believe the words of God, what would happen?
就是耶稣基督的福音。
That is, we will become the gospel of Christ.
就是我们昨天晚上所提的第二章的第四节。
Which is what we described last night, chapter 2, verse 4.
在耶稣基督里面我们得到自由。
That is, in Christ Jesus, we receive freedom.
我们不再是成为罪的奴仆了。
And we no longer will be a slave of sin.
第三章的第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
我们今天在这个福音里面因着信我们领受圣灵。
And today, because of faith, we receive the Holy Spirit.
第五节说
，verse 5,
我们现在又可以经历神他所应许的这个异能神迹奇事。
And that and through the Holy Spirit, we may experience the works of miracles.
所以，我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们如果信主啊， 真的去活出这个圣经的道理，我们会体验神迹奇事的。
And so if brothers and sisters truly live according to God's words, we will experience miracles and signs.
那我们接下去就是第八节说的，我们可以因信被称义，在神面前成为义人。
And in verse 8 it says that we can be justified by faith.
那可以得到神所应许的福气。
And we can receive the promise that God we receive the blessing that God promises.
第十一节说，义人因信得生命，得永生，永远的生命。
Verse 11 says that for the righteous will live by faith.
好，那我们如果继续看第十八节。
18.
第十八节。
18.
承受产业若是本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
But if the inheritance depends on the law, then it is no longer depends on a promise.But God, in His grace, give it to Abraham through a promise.
那这个产业是指在天上永远的家。
And so this inheritance is referring to our heavenly home.
所以今天因着信，我们是有盼望的人呢。
So by through faith, we are full of hope.
那要有产业，你一定要成为儿子才有资格。
So only people who are sons and the children of God may receive the inheritance.
所以今天因着信哈。我们成为神的儿子。
So by faith, we become children of God.
我们现在看第二十六节。
Verse 26.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
那如果是神的儿子，当然就是在神的家有产业的人，可以承受产业。
And if we are the sons of God, then in God's household, we will receive
God's
inheritance.
那我们就很富足啊。
Then it will be always be in abundance.
所以我们今天在信在基督里面，我们因着信心而成为富足的人。
And so, by faith in Christ Jesus, we are all rich people.
因为我们是跟主耶稣联系在一起的。
Because we are now connected with Christ.
父所有的，我们都有份。
Whatever the Father has, we have that too.
所以我们今天在信仰上成富足人呢，我们就很。就不会被这个世界上的这些财富诱惑去了。
And so, because in spirit we are rich, therefore we not be enticed by the physical gains.
那在这个信仰当中，我们弟兄姐妹还可以成为一家人，这个是很奇妙的。
And more miraculously, in spirit, all brothers and sisters will be considered one household in the same family.
因为我们共同有一个天上的父亲呢。
Because our common father is the father.In heaven.
所以看第二十八节
，verse 28。
第二十八节
，verse 28。
不分犹太人、希利尼人，自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
There is neither Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们不分种族，不分文化，不分性别，你不分什么教育程度。或者是社会地位，最后在基督里面都成为一家人，成为一体。
It doesn't matter your nationalities, your ethnical background, your race, your gender, your education, your social status. For in Christ Jesus, we are all one.
这真的是大神迹啊
！And this is a great miracle.
人心最难，就是人的心有时候事实上很有距离的。
And the most difficult part to control in the world is actually human heart.
但是在基督里面，这些距离被消除了。
However, the human hearts are fused and all the distance are removed.
可以在基督里面融合为一体。
And that we can be fused together,
成为一家人
，to be one family.
这是奇妙的大救恩呢。
And how great is the salvation?
啊，我们今天是以信为本的人。
And so, for we are all of faith,
都在耶稣基督里面所领受的。
And so in Christ Jesus, we are one family.
愿我们都能够这样子持守我们所信的。
So let's continue with this precious faith.
来唱诗。
Sing him.
138首。
One.